The name of the album is Stay Sick, and the reason that we called it Stay Sick is because we're sick and tired of rock and roll getting such a good name and being so respectable. People are, they're feeding starving people, and the good things happening in rock and roll like happen in the regular world, and we don't like that. We'd like to keep it unhealthy and sick like it's supposed to be. It can't be rock and roll unless it is, and it's not. Incredibly strange creatures who stopped living and became mixed-up zombies. This one's Betty Page, the most famous bondage queen there ever was. She did things like what we did to you earlier, and if you're not a good boy, we may do more to you very soon.
I'm a tip-top daddy, and I'm gonna hide my way deep away from the corner. See what I got to say. Hold on one hand only, get ready for a ride. Give me one hand loose and I'll be satisfied. Give me free hand, baby, cause I wanna rock. Turn it loose in, baby, I won't blow my top. Give me free hand, warm, and let it swing up my thigh. Give me one hand loose, and I'll be satisfied. Hello. And I'll be satisfied. In the free hand, baby, cause I wanna rock. I turn it loose in, baby, I won't blow my top. Give me free hand, baby, let it swing by my side. But give me one hand loose and I'll be satisfied. And I'll be satisfied. Give me free hand, baby, cause I wanna rock. Turn it loose in, baby, I will pull my top. Give me free hand, warm my leg, swing by my side. Give me one hand loose and I'll be satisfied.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I just wanted to revisit my most popular episode, Songs the Cramps Taught Us, because I know I barely scratched the surface in the last episode. And as I mentioned before, Lux and Ivy left to New York in 1975 in hopes to find stardom, which they obviously blew crowds away at CBGB and at Max's Kansas City. But before they could really profit off of their music, they had to really work to support their basic needs. And this is where Poison Ivy was first working as a waitress when they initially arrived to New York. But then she soon discovered that working as a dominatrix paid so much better. And her working roots bled into her art. Lux and Poison Ivy wrote and embodied the fetish. They wore bondage attire made of latex and leather, which Poison Ivy actually developed an allergic reaction to latex and breaks out into hives because of it. The duo would take pop culture sex appeal and do a very Cramps thing. They revealed its underbelly. And Poison Ivy took inspiration from Morticia and the queen of fetishes, Betty Page. And working in a realm where sexism is so obvious, she was in absolute control of the Cramps. And she never lost sight of what it took to be a businesswoman, a creative, and a sex goddess. So without her, the Cramps just wouldn't be the Cramps. So here's a playlist that they drew inspiration from.
Shakes me up to see you walk. It tears me up to hear you talk. You jar my nerves the way you pet. You got more love than I'll ever get. So save it, baby, save it. Don't you dare to waste it. Save it, baby, save it. Honey, you don't know how I crave it. Your love could kill the way you thrill. So save it all for me. love the way you use your charm, the way you tremble in my arms. You got more love than two would miss, but I can't spare the smallest kiss. So save it, baby, save it, don't you dare waste it. Save it, baby, save it, honey, you don't know how I crave it. Your love could kill the way you're through, so save it all for me. The way you thrill, so save it all for me.
Never will come true. Her innocence they never knew until they found the guilty one. They're sorry now for what they've done, but it's late, too late for the girl on death row. The girl.
So Poison Ivy was one of the sex goddesses that brought the art of domination into the limelight, but so was Betty Page. And Page's career spanned between 1950 to 1957, where she ushered in the 1960s sexual revolution with the fetish photographer Irving Claw. And she first moved to New York with the dream of becoming an actress, but soon became the queen of bondage. And so Claw and Page worked together to photograph the darker side of sex. And their work ultimately caught the attention of the Senate Subcommittee on Juvenile Delinquency during the Kefauver hearings. And this committee formed post-World War II, and its only mission was to put a stop to organized crime and corruption. So the pictures of Page were seen as being a cause to deviance, perversion, and violence. And although they were never charged, Claw felt the need to burn the pictures and negatives, but fortunately Irving's sister, Paula, managed to save a few without his knowing. And the idea of a woman taking control of her sex life dates way further back than Poison Ivy and Betty Page. Tailoring our sex lives to best satisfy us can be found in Greek mythology. And the story of Pygmalion is about a sculptor who was not interested in women, but fell in love with his ivory sculpture. And his love and desire for the carved ivory was so strong that he asked the goddess Aphrodite to bring his creation to life. And the goddess obliged and gave life to the inanimate object. And Pygmalion and his new lover lived happily ever after. However, it's completely different if a woman were to do the same. The story of Laodamia is based on the same premises as Pygmalion, and Laodamia would grieve her husband's death, and the gods would take notice of this. So they instructed Hades, the god of the underworld, to return her husband for a few hours. And in those few hours, she constructed a statue of her husband made out of either bronze or wax. So after his visit from hell, she took the statue to bed, where a servant caught her in bed with the inanimate object. And because her actions were so scandalous, they threw the statue into a funeral pyre, where she actually threw herself in it too. So the idea of a woman owning her sex life was always seen as taboo. So Poison Ivy and Betty Page and so many other fetish queens challenge the notion of a submissive woman in the bedroom. And with that long-winded trivia out of the way, here's the rest of the playlist. Enjoyed this week's playlist and trivia. And as usual, I am just beyond floored by all the love and support. And please, for the love of God, please don't stop sending me messages about music, film, random facts. I love learning new things. So please continue doing so. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only, Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.